There was some beautiful studies that were published over 20 years ago now by Magras and Zinos, a couple of Greek researchers, in which they took young pairs of mice and they put them in little cages on the ground in an antenna park. So there were a whole series of broadcasting antennas there. The levels at ground level were well below our safety guidelines, so nothing should happen. In mice, the gestation period's about 30 days. So mice can produce one litter in 30 days, and then a little longer than 30 days later, they can produce a second litter, and so forth. So what was found was that the first litter was produced, but the numbers were down. The second litter was produced, but the numbers were down. No third litter. The reproduction crashed to zero. And that was apparently irreversible because if you take the mice out of the field, you get very little recovery of the reproduction. So I've been very concerned about the possibility that human populations will be, and perhaps even are being affected by the same sort of changes from EMFs that we're already exposed to. There was a meta-analysis published in 2017 by Levine et al. And what that means is they looked at many, many, many papers on male reproduction and specifically on sperm counts. And what they found was that sperm counts had dropped to below 50% of normal in every single technologically advanced country on Earth.
We are in a crisis situation. Male fertility is dropping like a stone.
So what's happened since then is that we have now further studies that show that things are getting much worse. And two of those studies were published in 2018, one here in Finland and one in Denmark. And both of those showed that either 78 or 79% of males were in either the low fertility range or in the no fertility range. Now, I can't tell you that all of this is caused by EMFs, but what I can tell you is we simply don't have any other hypothesis that explains the extraordinary impacts that we're seeing here on male fertility. I think we are seeing right now this reproductive crash that occurred in animals, this reproductive crash to zero, and it is going very rapidly.